91.3 FM WLVR, and we just heard three songs from 1224, their debut disc, Miracle on Rock Street. We just heard Sterling Salvation and Angel Lullaby, along with the opening song, God Rock Ye Merry Gentlemen. Dirk, if you could give us some insight into the Sterling Salvation and Angel Lullaby songs, who those feature and what went on during the recording process and everything like that. We'd like some insight if you could, please.
You probably recognize both of those songs, particularly Angel Lullaby, which is our arrangement of the traditional Christmas song, O Holy Night. That one was arranged by Jason Santos, and one of our female vocalists, Tanisha Redding, sang the lead vocal on that song. That one we decided we're going to do pretty traditional to the way that the song sounds, and just give it a little bit more of a rock and roll feel to it. On Sterling Salvation, that song that's actually our interpretation of the song Silver Bells. If you listen to the lyrics, it's all the lyrics from the song Silver Bells, but musically it has a completely different feel to it. And that song was arranged by one of our guitar players, Kevin Riley, who also does all the lead vocals on that song. And I said, what we tried to do on some of these songs is stick true to some of them, but also take them and maybe twist them a little bit musically and give them a whole different feel. And particularly on Sterling Salvation, just kind of the slinky vibe that song has, and putting the saxophone in the beginning of it, just everybody was just blown away when Kevin came in with that idea and we got to record all the tracks and heard what the final product was. We were very pleased with that one, and obviously Tanisha's performance on Angel Lullaby is just phenomenal. Beautiful voice, beautiful interpretation of it. Personally, I believe two of the strongest tracks on the CD.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And I'd like to ask you now about your appearance out at Zollner Art Center happening on December the 28th, a Tuesday night.
Yes, 7 o'clock Tuesday night, December 28th, we'll be over at the Zollner Center. When you come out to one of our shows, you're going to be treated to about a 2-hour and 15-minute concert. We break the show up into two sets with a 15-minute intermission in between them. As a TSO tribute band, over the past 8 years, our fan base has been built on the fact that we come out and we perform the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's music, and we are not stepping away from that when you consider that we had put out a new CD. We're still true to performing their songs. So if you come out to one of our shows, about 70% of the show will still be the music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And then the other 30% will be some of the songs you're listening to today and some of the other ones off of our new CD, Miracle on Rock Street.
And after the show, as I understand it, the audience will have an opportunity to meet up with you guys and talk about the show and how much they liked it, or maybe things that they'd like to hear you do.
Absolutely. At the end of every show, we do what we call a meet and greet. And a lot of people would think that the meet and greet is an opportunity for you to come to meet the band. We look at it the other way around. People have taken time out of their evening to come spend a few hours with us. We view it as an opportunity for us to say thank you to everybody that's come out to spend the evening with us. We get a chance to shake their hands, hear their comments, see some old friends, make some new friends. It's a great time for us. For me personally, it's my favorite part of the show, because without the fans, we don't exist. So I love when they come through and I'm able to tell people thank you very much. We really appreciate it that you came and you spent your evening with us.
And also for you, that show at the Zollner Art Center is a little bit of a homecoming, being that almost everybody else from the band is from like the northern area, Scranton or Hazleton or something like that. You being the only Lehigh Valley resident that is in the band 1224, that's got to be kind of a special thing for you as well, Dirk.
It's an amazing thing. Like I said earlier, I had gone down to Zollner for 3 years and watched this band perform from the audience perspective. And last year when I got up on stage, Lenny Kaczynski, our lead guitarist and our musical director, was doing the introductions. He put me off to last because it was a home game for me to play down there. And, when he announced that I was from the Walnutport area, the applause was amazing, and it was a really, really cool moment for me to, like I said, come home, and I'm looking forward to coming home again and just playing to some family and friends that are out there in the crowd. And I said, just the opportunity to bring something like this to the Lehigh Valley is just it's an incredible feeling for me.
And also 1224 does their best to give back to the communities that they play in as well. I understand lots of your performances are done for charitable organizations, and proceeds from the sale of the CD Miracle on Rock Street will also be going towards a charitable organization. Could you give us a little bit of info on that, please?
Absolutely. Almost all of our shows are sponsored by somebody and that we partner with to try to help them raise money. Over the past 8 years, 1224 has helped all these different schools and some of these different organizations literally raise tens of thousands of dollars to help them with their causes and offset their expenses and so forth like that, anything to help them out financially. What we decided to also do this year is when we came out with the CD, we knew we wanted to continue to give back to the community. That's a very important aspect for this band. The community comes out, they support us, they buy tickets, they help buy merchandise for us. We want to also be sure that we give back to the community. And we tried to find something that we thought reflected our nature as a band and our collective personality. And what we're going to do this year is a portion of the proceeds from the sale of every Miracle on Rock Street CD is going to what's known as the Earthly Angels Autism Fund of the Luzerne Foundation. And that fund is dedicated to helping local children afflicted with autism, you know, and just what goes into that, the research and the support that goes along with that. Because autism is a very prominent issue today, and it's a diagnosis that actually affects more children than cancer, diabetes, and AIDS do combined. We love the title Earthly Angels. We feel it fits into what our mission is as a holiday band, and it's a great partnership that we have with them this year.
All right, so get on to the website at www.1224, all written out in one word, .net. Pick up CD Miracle on Rock Street, or better yet, come out to the show at Zollner Arts Center on December 28th, Tuesday night. Enjoy a great show and pick up a CD there, and they'll probably all be happy to autograph it for you as well.
Absolutely. We autograph anything you want us to.
All right, great. Well, we're going to play a couple of more songs from Miracle on Rock Street. Going to do Celtic Noel, and also going to play my favorite, the end track on the album, The Season Is Never Over. If you could give us a little information on both of those songs, please, Dirk.
Celtic Noel is our interpretation of Deck the Halls. It's a fun, fast-moving song. It's the tone of it is Celtic rock. I think you can enjoy it. We had a lot of fun. It's the very first song we actually sat down and started playing with after last season's tour to get up and running with this. So this is, like I said, when you hear it, the violins are very prominent in it. The guitars are very prominent in it. It's just a fun, high-tempo song. It's just, you just got to run with it, and it's a toe-tapper. You're going to love it. Now, The Season Is Never Over is actually an original song that was written and composed by our keyboard player, Jason Santos. And what the song is talking about is actually that the holiday season is never over. Come New Year, of course, the decorations go away and the new year starts. We don't view it that way. It's just that now, when New Year's comes, it's already the start to the next holiday season. And if you look at the title of that song, there's a little shout-out in there to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The title is The Season Is Never Over. But we do not capitalize the N in the word never. So the only words capitalized are The Season Over, which is TSO. And that's our way of paying respect to a band that is our inspiration and one of our favorite musical acts also.
All right, great. Dirk, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning here at 91.3 FM WLVR. Once again, wish you the best for the holiday seasons and a great future for 2011 for you and the rest of the band.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on this morning and your support for 1224, and I look forward to seeing you and everybody else down at the Zollner Performing Arts Center on the 28th.
I will see you after the show that night. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Take care of yourself.